Welcome to Vacation Rentals with John, the podcast where I share my knowledge about vacation rentals. And for those of you who are new, I have been in this industry since university, and I have touched every part of the vacation rental business in some shape or form. And this podcast is my way to share what I've learned, both good and ugly, with you all. So let's get started. On today's short episode, I'm going to discuss my thoughts over the last couple of months leading up to this spring break of 2024. And it's kind of a rant, but I'm going to go with it. Property taxes are rising. Homeowners insurance, it's rising. Utility bills, cost of furniture, it's also rising. And our cleaning fees and maintenance fees, again, are getting way more expensive. But the nightly rates, because of competition, we're not seeing an equal rise in our revenues. And in some cases, like the most highly saturated areas like Orlando, Florida, where I'm based, we're seeing real downward pressure on rates. For many short-term rental investors, the math just doesn't add up. This is for many, but not for all. There's several investors that are absolutely killing it. Some are listeners of this very podcast because they have truly exceptional properties and are really giving their all to their marketing. But right now, for most, there's not a lot of wiggle room to give. Most of us are operating on pretty thin margins. So running a squared away operation is critical to seeing any gains at all. This is similar to the stock market. You're going to have bull markets that are great. You're making so much money. Then you have bear markets where you're losing your shirt. There's good times, there's bad times. But you don't dump your stock when it's bad. If it's a truly valuable company, you're going to want to buy more, kind of like Warren Buffett would do, because it's at a discount and it will go up again eventually. If you run away when things are bad and you cut your losses all the time, the long-term investors are going to come out ahead. So why am I mentioning this? If you're thinking, you know, this vacation rental game, too much for me, it's so much work, I can never win, I just want to sell it. Well, really analyze the situation and determine if that's really the best case scenario. Because when you lock in those gains after selling your property, that's if you sold it for more than you bought it for, and you're not doing an exchange, you're going to be taxed pretty heavily. If you sell at a loss, you're going to lose money, so that might not be the best idea. Smart operators love times of high competition. It weeds out people that got in during the bubble times when everyone was killing it. And naturally, people will leave the short-term rental industry when they experience losses. And that's a great thing for those of us who stay because it thins out the herd. And let's be real, Airbnb has a pretty big inventory problem. There's just way too much of it. And some of it has got to go for things to normalize. So what's been working for me this spring? Well, what's been working for me is running promos, baby, discounts, promotions. What I've been doing is these spring offers. I run a free night offer in spring. It catches tons of viewers. When you put free night spring offer in your title and you can get creative with the wording, people will click it because everyone loves the word free. And you, by giving away that free night, you're going to win bookings over the competition who's not giving that free night. And that can be the difference between you having 10 days empty and having those 10 days full. So don't be shy, you know, incentivize people a little bit and run a spring offer. It will fill up your calendar if you're having trouble getting April booked. Some other offers I've had success with: early bird discounts. Right now, the lead time for hotels and vacation rentals, it's about 29 nights. That means that's our average time that a property will get booked for in the future. That's a really convoluted way of saying it. Let me break it down for you a little bit easier. Most of your bookings are going to come in on average at that 29-night mark. So you would have gotten your bookings for now 29 nights ago, right? That's not true for all of the bookings. It's an average. That's your average lead time. So in the past, lead time was 60 days, 70 days. People are getting booked 2-3 months out. Now it's just not the case. So if you're looking at your calendar and you barely have bookings for July, for September, for December, that's actually quite normal because the lead times across the entire hospitality industry, they've gone down. And they've gone down because people have so many options that there's no incentive for them. They're not even motivated to book in advance because they know that the vacation rental that they want or the hotel that they want, it's going to be there when they want it. It's not going to be taken. Why make a reservation if there's plenty of tables at the restaurant? There's really no point. So that's a phenomenon I call lead times. And that's why you need to run early bird discounts. If you run early bird discounts, book early 20% off, you're giving them a reason to consider actually placing money with you. And if you give them a meaningful discount, that's incentivizing them to take action. It's calling them to action. I want that 20% off. I'm going to take action. I'm going to book with you. And that's what's going to actually fill up your calendar for September, November, December, even March of next year, because they're going to lock in a rate that they're not going to be eligible for if they wait till the last minute. It really works. If you're not running an early bird discount or doing it aggressively, really consider this, because this can be a true game changer for your vacation rental business. Early bird discount. Now, you can get quite creative. I have a drive and save offer. So I offer 10% people from residents of Georgia, residents of Tennessee that drive down to Florida. I offer them an additional 10% because that will move the needle to get them the book with me, because I'm giving them something of value that fits their way of travel. They see drive and save, they're definitely going to give it some attention. And this kind of offer, I would best market through email marketing, marketing to my email list, or on a direct booking website. You may not want to run a drive and save offer on Airbnb. That's limited space. That's best for last minute discounts or book early, right? That's the best place to do it. Now, right now, it's like the Hunger Games out there. Attention's everything. When there's so many listings, grabbing that attention with promotions is going to help you, you know, move the needle, secure more bookings. Now's the time to hit up your email list. If you have an email list of past guests or people who are interested in your social media sites, your Facebook, your Instagram, TikTok, remarket to them with those offers and promos. Think about this math. If you get 6 bookings a year from running these emails that cost you maybe 4 hours to automate, that's 6 more bookings than you had before. Now, if you couple that with taking the payment yourself, you're saving big on service fees too. So if you set up payment processor like Stripe or Vacation Rental Payment, and you're not doing this through Airbnb, you're saving big on those commissions. So getting creative in 2024, it's an absolute must. So thanks for tuning into this short episode today. You're all champions. If you have a question, reach out in the Facebook group and let's chat. Until next time, friends, take care.